No, not at all. It's, you know, holiday, maybe a present, I don't know.
For Sam?
Sam, do you study other quarterbacks? Have you watched much of what Stafford has done this year or in the last calendar year?
You know, I think that's something that you do in the offseason. It's pretty hard to do that, you know, during the year. You know, obviously, you know, when you're scouting a defense, you obviously see, you know, other quarterbacks, you know, who have played against that defense. So you watch other quarterbacks and you see things that, you know, teams have done successfully. But as far as, you know, picking out a player and really studying what they've done, you know, it's kind of hard to do that this time of year.
Sam, do you think you guys took some step forward as a group after that last game?
Yeah, you know, obviously, you know, I think we did some things really well, you know, especially in the first half, you know, obviously scoring on, you know, two of three or two of four possessions. You know, I still think there's a lot of room for improvement. You know, we've got to be better in the second half. But, you know, I think there were some positives, and obviously, you know, just to get a win. You know, I think that just does a lot for this team. It does a lot for this group. You know, and hopefully that's something that we can build on going forward.
A lot of the success that you guys had at the start of the season was when the defense was scoring touchdowns, special teams scoring touchdowns. Is that a formula that you can rely on too much going forward? I mean, does the offense, you think, just need to score a little bit more?
Yeah. I mean, that's the goal. You know, obviously, you know, it's to go out there and put points up. You know, anytime we get help from our defense or special teams, you know, obviously it's a huge help, you know, and it's great to have that. But, you know, as an offense, you know, I've said it before this year, I mean, we can't rely on that. I mean, we've got to go out there expecting, you know, for us to go out and play well and put up enough points to win.
On your throws to Rudolph and Thielen, the back-to-back touchdowns, which is hard to do, in those cases, were those both first reads or were they go through a progression to find each other?
Those were both first reads. You know, it's kind of dependent on coverage a little bit, but obviously the one to Thielen, you know, we got man, you know, and that was a matchup that we liked going into the game, and so we wanted to take advantage of that. And then, you know, the one to Rudy was really kind of dependent on how the safety played, and, you know, he ran to the flat with our back, and, you know, it opened it up behind him.
Is this as quick as you've had to get the ball out of your hands in any offense you've been in? I know Philadelphia was fast-paced, but
yeah. Yeah, obviously last year, you know, we did some things that were fairly similar to this where, you know, the ball was coming out pretty quick. You know, even going back to my rookie year, some of the concepts that, you know, me and Pat have run together, you know, the ball comes out pretty quick. But, you know, I would say it's probably up there.
You feel like just that this offense kind of has to manufacture things maybe that aren't as traditional as some other offenses just in order to keep the chains moving and points on the board?
Maybe so. You know, I think every offense has to do a little bit of that. But, you know, I would say right now with where we are, yeah, I mean, there's some things that, you know, we do have to be creative and we have to find ways to, you know, just move the ball down the field.
As many gadget plays as you've been involved in?
No, probably not. Yeah, I know when I was with McDaniels, my second year, you know, we had quite a few of those plays in, you know, each week as well. So, you know, I wouldn't say that it's more than normal or more than I've been around.
How much does that keep a defense kind of guessing in your estimation?
You know, I think it helps. You know, obviously, you know, when you show them different formations, when you show them Wildcat, you know, when you show them things like that, it's time during the week that they've got to spend preparing for those formations, those packages, you know, whatever it is, you know, which means they have less time to prepare for, you know, your base stuff, which I think is one of the reasons that, you know, we try to throw so many things at a defense.
How much do you think this offense has progressed in the 3 weeks since you played Detroit the first time? I think that was the first time Pat Shurmur was calling plays. You've been able to, feel like, take on a different look in the 3 weeks since?
I mean, I think we're still the same team, to be honest with you. I don't think it's been that drastic. I don't think the changes, you know, I don't think Detroit's going to look at the film and say, man, it's a completely different group. You know, I think if anything, you know, I think guys are probably just a little more familiar, you know, with some of the things that Pat has put in over the past couple weeks, you know, things that we've ran, you know, quite a bit. And so I think that would probably be the biggest difference.
So how tough are these short weeks just to get everything in that you need to get ready to play a game again physically?
Yeah, they're pretty tough. I mean, you know, when you really only have 3 days to prepare for a game, you know, it's tough, obviously, on both teams. And, you know, I think that's just when you kind of got to rely on things that, you know, you've done well, things that you're comfortable with, you know, things that, you know, everyone in the offensive room feels like give us a chance to succeed. You know, mentally, physically, it's a little bit of a challenge, though. And, you know, you just kind of got to do the best that you can to make sure that you're watching all the tape, that you're prepared, you know, as much as a normal week as you can make it. And then, you know, trying to get yourself physically back to a level where you feel comfortable to go out there and play another game.
What is Thanksgiving a big deal for you guys? I mean, it's kind of become like Monday Night Football used to be. Everybody watches that game.
What do you mean?
That is such a big national game that everybody watches, families around. You know, what are your recollections of Thanksgiving?
I don't really have very many of them, to be honest. It seems like we were always kind of doing Thanksgiving, and then, you know, as soon as we were done eating, it was like I wanted to go do something outside. So we didn't really sit around and watch many games on Thanksgiving when I was younger.
When Pat puts as many different looks into a game plan as he did last Sunday, do you sense that that is specifically for that matchup, or is it also partly to give future defensive coordinators something else to think about?
You know, I think a lot of it is, you know, you put stuff in for that matchup. You know, we feel like the things that we put in were advantageous and, you know, gave us an opportunity to move the football, and that's why you put them in for that game plan. You know, but I think when other teams look at you, they obviously have to prepare for that, knowing that they could see the same thing.
Given all the injuries on the offensive line, do you end up almost expecting blitzes more often than you might have in the past?
Not really. No.
Changes in the way defenses are scheming you, let's say, the last five games as opposed to, say, the first five games?
Not really.
Box or...
No. I mean, I think the past couple games we've played, the defenses that we've played, you know, what they've shown on tape is what they've come out and played against us. I mean, it hasn't been anything different. You know, I think each week, obviously, a defense will probably have a few wrinkles for you and things that they feel like, you know, they can play to stop us. But for the most part, I mean, I think who we've played, they've kind of been who we thought they were going to be.
Sam, how difficult was it missing last year's Thanksgiving game with an injury and you couldn't play big game and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah. You know, obviously, anytime you miss a game, you're disappointed. You know, I think especially, you know, after missing as many as I've had, you know, with my knee injuries, you know, just having to sit out, you know, it's tough.
Did you travel? Were you out there? Or did you?
Stay? Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I guess so. You know, if it were up to me, we'd be playing on Sunday. But, you know, I think anytime you get an opportunity to go out there and, you know, play on Thanksgiving and, you know, play, you know, like we talked about, on a nationally televised game, I think you get excited about it. You know, I think we're excited about the opportunity, you know, especially, you know, after the way the game ended, you know, a couple weeks ago against Detroit. You know, I think we're all anxious to get back out there.
What's your assessment of the season you've had, given the injuries, you know, up front and no Adrian, new teammates, everything?
Honestly, I haven't put too much thought into it. You know, it's kind of hard to think about that stuff right now during the season. You know, I'm just focused on, you know, what I have to do each week to get better and to try to help this team win, you know, to try to be the best quarterback to give this offense an opportunity to go out there and move the ball and score points right now.
Have there been any advantages to playing so many different teams? Have you, has what you've gone through before helped prepare you for what you're dealing with this year?
Yeah, you know, I think obviously being with as many different offensive coordinators, as many different teams, you know, I think, you know, it just, it opens you up to different types of offenses. I've seen different systems. I've seen different concepts. And, you know, I think when you've seen as many, you can kind of, you know, grab what you like from each of them and say, hey, you know, I like this concept. I see it well. You know, I think it's good for us. you know, instead of, you know, being in the same one, which would be nice. But, you know, if you're in the same one, then, you know, you only know that offense. So I think there's positives to obviously everything.
A couple more for Sam.
Now that just talk about what it's been like working with Joe Berger as your center now that you've had half a season. What do you really?
Yeah, Berger's been great. Obviously it's nice that, you know, knock on wood, we've had the consistency with him at center. But, you know, he's a really smart guy. He's really helped me just with protections. You know, I think that's one of the first things, you know, when you learn a new offense is, you know, as a quarterback, you want to know, how am I being protected? You know, what are the calls? And, you know, he's been awesome. You know, just some of the meetings that we have, you know, going over the third down packages. You know, I really can't say enough about him and what he's been able to do as far as just helping me understand what we're doing protection-wise.
Good.
Oh, all right.